even Stan's pimples went white. Ern jerked the steering wheel so hard that a whole farmhouse had to jump aside to avoid the bus.
"You out of your tree?" yelped Stan. "What you say his name for?"
"Sorry," said Harry hastily. "Sorry, I forgot."
"Forgot?" said Stan weakly. "Blimey, my heart's going that fast."
So Black was a supporter of you-know-who?" Harry prompted apologetically.
"Yeah," said Stan, still rubbing his chest. "Yeah, that's right. Very close to you-know-who, they say. Anyway, when little Harry Potter put paid to you-know-who—"
Harry nervously flattened his fringe down again.
"All you-know-who's supporters was tracked down, wasn't they, Ern? Most of them knew it was all over with you-know-who gone, and they came quiet, but not Sirius Black. I heard he thought he'd be second in command once you-know-who had taken over. Anyway, they cornered Black in the middle of a street full of muggles, and Black took out his wand, and he blasted half the street apart, and a wizard got it, and so did a dozen muggles what got in the way. Horrible, eh? And you know what Black did then?"
Stan continued in a dramatic whisper.
"What?"
said Harry.
"Laughed," said Stan. "Just stood there and laughed."